Hello, this is Corey, and I want to remind you about shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It really is the single best way to support this free show. So when you think Amazon, shop through the Amazon tab on our website, and we thank you. Hey, it's your favorite radio fat guy, Corey Blaze. Before we get the show started, I want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for listening, downloading, and streaming Fat Guy Radio Show every week and telling your friends about it. Look here, there's no bones about it. We need you to help us spread the word, and that's what you are doing. So on behalf of everyone on the show, thank you. So now here's another silly ass show. So run and tell that. Where's that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
We're ready, Dr. Spangler.
Good, we'll start with a negative calibration.
What are you working on, Egon?
Trying to determine whether human emotions actually affect the physical environment. It's a theory Ray and I had when we were still Ghostbusters.
Can they see us?
No, they think they're here for marriage counseling. We kept them waiting for 2.5 hours, and I've been gradually increasing the temperature in the room. It's up to 95 degrees at the moment. Now my assistant is asking them if they'd mind waiting another 30 minutes. Oh, good. Very good. Very, very nice.
So, Egon, what do you think?
Excellent. Just excellent. We'll do the happiness index next.
I mean, about the carriage.
Well, I'd like to bring Ray in on this, if you don't mind.
Sure, whatever you think. But not Venkman.
Oh, no.
Do you ever see him?
Occasionally.
How is he these days?
Peter? Well, he was borderline for a while. Then he crossed the border.
Does he ever mention me?
No.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, stuck in a closet where no one knows he's there, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
From the BDB Radio Studio G.
It's 2 a.m.
It's Fat Guy Radio
Standing
Show.
For greatness.
Fat Guy Radio Show for March 1st, 2014. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us
and
on
I'm
Facebook.
Your producer, Filippi.
Facebook.com/ Fat Guy Radio Show. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Give us a ring.
Ring.
On the Fat.
Filippius is on a roll today.
Give us a ring on the Fat Guy Radio Show listener line. 63-349-6052. Call us anytime and listen for your voice on the show. Participate live on the show by joining us in our Ustream chat room, fatguyradioshow.com/Ustream. Help spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show on all your social media. And when you share the show, your draws will fly out into Grand Avenue. All right, folks, today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Hey, Jake, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Uncle.
Uncle who?
Uncle Sam. It's tax time, and Amazon has everything you need to take the worry and stress out of filing your taxes. Amazon offers all the essentials for filing your personal taxes with popular tax preparation software from H&R Block, TurboTax, Intuit, Quicken, and more. Also, tax apps for your smartphones and money management software. Stay organized or get organized with file folders, file cabinets, accordion folders, calculators, laptop computers, shredders, external hard drives, and more. Avoid a tax audit by educating yourself with the latest in tax guides and books. Need to file your business taxes? Amazon hasn't left you out with an array of business tax filing software, accounting software, ledgers, and record books. If you need it, Amazon has it. Get a leg up on next year by going all digital with the new document scanner. For all those receipts, be confident your taxes are going to be done right and frustration-free all through the Amazon Tax Central through the Tax Central banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Woo! I like this song. This song right here is one of those songs featured on iTunes. called Bad Self Portraits by Lake Street Drive.
Lake Street Drive.
Never heard of them before.
Me either.
But I was just perusing around iTunes, and I came across this, and I'm like, you know what? This is actually pretty good. So you can
It sounds like an old-timey song. You
know? Yeah, absolutely. You can get it through the iTunes button on FatGuyRadioShow.com, where we'll also have it available in the Amazon Music Store. Well, welcome to the show. Whoa. It's a really, really great day to be here on Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm glad that everybody is enjoying and joined us today. That is all the energy I will have for the rest of this show, boys. I am done.
You know it's sexy outside right now, right?
It is very sexy outside. For those of you that are not in Arizona right now, it is raining cats and dogs.
Almost the whole West Coast, I should say.
Really? It came in from San Diego right now. And I was looking at the skies yesterday, you know, just gazing up into the skies. And I didn't expect that we were going to get what we're getting right now.
I was watching the news, and they did this, like, whole, like, bit about how there's rain coming. And, like, they were standing by, like, the sewers and stuff, and they're like, as you see now, it's bone dry.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, okay, who cares?
And that's what they love to do. They will take the, just like with the fire of Phoenix, they had, you know, three different angles for one little fire. They're going to do the same thing. You're going to get our weather people standing out in the middle of the street. Oh, don't let a street flood and let a truck drive through it, because that there is news media gold.
Oh, here. Yeah.
I mean, you got to realize, folks, we're in the middle of the Sahara Desert. This doesn't happen, but it is indicative of how Arizona and Phoenix works. For those that have never been here before, in a normal place of the country, you get March winds and April rain. In Phoenix, we get March rain and April winds. It's always ass backwards.
We just get rain when it happens, really.
If it happens.
Yeah, it just happens when it happens.
This is the first significant rainfall in 70 days.
Yeah. 72 days.
72 days. Yeah.
And it really hasn't been that significant, but I can't see what's going on right now. It sounds like it's going crazy out
there.
Yeah,
because we are stuck in this bat cave of the BDB Radio Network.
We're sorry, we're going to cut it short today.
But I love
to play in the rain.
We're going to go take our shirts off and play in the rain.
Yay!
Philippius and Jake will be fine. I will be harpooned by the Arizona Fish and Game Department, because that was what happened the last time I was outside with my shirt off, and nobody wants that. But Hell, everybody's here. DT's out today. He's a little under the weather. Pardon the pun. Am I right? All right, but everybody else is here. The opening tribute was to Ghostbusters, which was Harold Ramis, which we would be remiss. You know, celebrity deaths, Jake, really don't affect me that often, you know, but this one, I kind of got a little sniffy on this one, because I really liked Harold Ramis, and he was part of a lot of iconic movies. One of my top five favorite movies was the Ghostbusters franchise. I had all of the
all of them.
I had all of them, even two. Really? I had all of the toys.
What
I
about
had
the
all
show.
Loved the show too. The cartoon. That's really where it started. I had all of the toys. All of the little what do they call it? The Expecto Rays. I had all of that. So when we lost Harold Ramis, I was like, oh, bummer. It sucked. He was Egon Spengler, the smartest of the smartest of the smartest Ghostbusters.
Yep.
And he's gone.
Gone.
So safe home to Harold, director, producer, actor.
It would be wrong to like remake a Ghostbusters movie now.
Weren't they in the process of doing Ghostbusters 3?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
But see, I was...
I heard that they were possibly going to reboot it.
Like, nah, I wouldn't have liked that.
I wouldn't have either, but
it's going back to that same thing we talked about last week, or the week before, about all these stupid movie reboots.
Like Beetlejuice.
Keep it going. Ghostbusters 1, Ghostbusters the original in 1984... had its plot, and then Ghostbusters 2 built on what that was.
That movie sucked. I'm going to say it.
Ghostbusters number 2 was bad?
Yes.
It wasn't as good as number 1. I kind of agree with you, but I'm a fanboy, so I was all in.
I love the first one, but I thought the second one was pretty bad, which is why I think, why would they ever make another one?
And number 3?
Because like the first one was just pure gold. Like
you can't get Harold Ramis is gone. There is no one else that can fill the shoes of Egon Spengler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They always kept the same actors, Dan Aykroyd, that colored dude, and Harold Ramis. You can't change them up. It's impossible. to change up those Ghostbusters. Yeah. I don't want to see a new Egon. So if they shelf Ghostbusters 3, I'm going to be okay with that.
Yeah. That was Bill Murray in that movie too, right?
Yeah, Bill Murray was that. But anyway, well, boys, I've had myself a little bit of a week. It's been an electric, busy, busy ass week for your boy. Jake is off of his tour with NSYNC, and yes, we had the Nick West Night of Soul 2 concert on
Monday night, and I don't know
how you are not aware of Nick West, but she killed that show on Monday night.
Yes. I bet she did.
I have never seen, and Nick, I'm sorry, I love you, but I have never seen someone take an instrument and pretty much, for lack of better words, make love to it on stage.
Yeah, that was sexy.
Oh, and this fool over here, Mr. Philippius, I do my Waka Waka at the opening of the show, right? Met a lot of great people, a lot of new listeners listening today, sure, right? And I look back and Philippius is running the light board for me.
Yeah.
And I look up and he's got his phone out. He's doing Instagram. He's snapping pictures, completely checked out. And then I notice that myself, I've got my right hand extended and I'm controlling the light board. He's completely checked out and was all engulfed in the Nick West show. Yes. She killed it.
We can't blame you, man.
If you were there and you knew that, like, I've seen Nick West in videos. I haven't had a chance to see her actual live in person.
Yeah.
Her stage presence is electric.
Yeah.
Those tickets were $15 in advance and $20 at the door. But I can honestly say this, and I told this to Just James, that was a $40 ticket show because she was up close. The audience was with like two bass lengths away from her. You know, very up close, very intimate. And
she interacted with them.
Oh, my gosh. She had there was a dance routine that broke out in the middle. The calypso. And I was, you know, I'm sitting back there, you know, I'm thinking, okay, maybe I should go up there and cha-cha with her.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I was wearing my fat man hold it together suit under all my clothes. Yeah. And all I needed was a strap to pop loose and put somebody's eye out. I wasn't taking that risk.
And then we had that saxophone bass solo going on.
Oh, she had a saxophone player. It was just incredible. And Philippius did nothing of what he was supposed to.
The chair moist over there.
I can understand.
It was pretty bad.
It was a badass show. I was in pressed, and it was two shows back to back, and that's hard to do.
That is hard to do.
And she did one at 8 o'clock, and then she had a 30. She got mauled after the 8 o'clock one. Everybody wanted pictures and everything else. And I was the fat DJ guy. Come out and do the soft shoe. Walka Walka Walka. Everybody, welcome to the Nick West Show. I'm Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show. Blah, blah, blah. And they're just looking at me like, okay, get your fat ass off the stage. It is time for us to watch Nick West. And she came out there and they did.
How long did she play for?
She did a 45 to 47 minute set.
Okay.
Both shows.
Sick.
And killed it. And you just got lost in it. You know what I mean? You really just got completely 100% lost in her show. But it was such a thrill. And shout out to everyone that came up and new listeners all the time when we do something like this. Mm-hmm. When we're working with James Court Music, we always pick up a few new listeners. So shout out to everybody that's joining us today. Thank you so much. I had a great time. Nine the Gallery with Laura and her team out there. And then Just James and James Corp Music, and then NickWestBass.com. My goodness, get her music. They're all available at Amazon through the Fat Guy Radio Show link. But it was a crazy fun
Night of Soul 2.
And there's another one coming. I'm not going to tip my hand, but there is another one coming, bigger, better, and not so much on a Monday night.
Nice. Yeah, not so
I think that's like, you know, that's a little challenging on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Especially the fact that everybody hates Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially your boy. Not so much on a Monday night and not so much at 7 a.m. in the morning. Like, my morning started today.
I wish there were more shows at 7 a.m.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, are you a morning person, Jake? I don't think we've ever established that on the show.
Hell no. I'm a morning person if I'm up till the morning. You know?
Well,
like, I love the morning.
Opposite.
I love the morning when I'm, like, still awake to see the sunrise. And then I go to sleep.
What is your?
I'm a morning.
You are a morning person.
I go to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, still be up at 8.
That's ridiculous.
That's stupid, man.
I hate the mornings.
I can't sleep. The sunlight comes out, my eyes open. That's it.
Something's wrong with you. You need to be rewired. That's not right. Look, I was born at night. I am my best at night. That's why we taped this show at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, I was born in the morning.
I guess you were. I was born at night, and I got perfect justification. Jake, I got perfect
justification. I'm still a fetus.
I got
Speaking of born.
Justification for us when we were little, or when we why we are better at night. It goes back to the Bible days of when...
Oh, biblical.
When the wise men... And that's how you know you're preaching when you say, and the wise man followed what? A star of Bethlehem. When do stars come out? At night. Therefore, showing that even baby Jesus, when he was born most likely at night. Therefore, Jake, you and I are in alignment with baby Jesus, and Philippians is going to hell.
Yep. But I feel like most of the things Jesus did was...
I'm sure.
But the Last Supper, that's night.
That was night.
What the hell with you?
There was candles in the Last Supper. That was night. Now, the whole mud and the eye thing, I'm sure that was probably during the day, because if not, he probably would have got a bug or two in there and then just reblinded the whole guy all over again.
Well, he just had bad times in the daytime, I guess.
Yeah, just bad times. See, he was born at night. So, yeah, I am a night person.
I'm a morning person.
That's my justification for being a night. I am my best in the evenings. I really am. I love the evening. Now, I can do mornings, but not like I did mornings this morning. And before I slander whatever I had to do, I just want to give a quick shout out because I have a shirt here.
Hello.
For
Arizona something.
Take a hike, chance, change a life. The 16th annual St. Joseph's the Worker hike. Shout out to Candace and everybody out there at St. Joseph's the Worker. Thank you so much for inviting me out there. It was really great. Lots of fun, but it was just too early.
Corey, can I use that as a blanket?
It's a big shirt. they knew it was a big. They knew it. It's Fat Guy Radio Show. Of course, it's a big shirt.
Yeah, that's a blanket for me though.
Yeah. Jake, hold this up and see how big.
Use
it
as a raincoat.
Yeah. Let's see how big this.
Let's see how big this is.
Me and Jake can fit in that shirt and still be loose.
Let's see.
This is the size of me.
Wow.
Jake's holding up the shirt. You could literally fit both two of you into that shirt.
I could probably fit three or four of me in there.
Oh, see, now you just hurt my feelings. No,
that's the point.
But shout out to them. Thank you so much, Candace. I love you dearly. And the crew out there. It was 7 a.m. And this walk, Jake, are you ready? This walk was in what?
Like the giant Chinese cooking tool?
No, not a walk. Not walk. Walk. This walk was in Goodyear, Arizona.
Ooh.
Australia Mountain Park. Didn't even know Australia Mountain Park existed.
Me either.
It just got built.
I live in North. Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Are you being serious or?
Or are you doing shtick? Because I don't know.
I can never tell with you.
Yeah, because you had a lot of confidence in that.
Yeah.
It's new. 2008.
Oh. I guess that would be new.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that we had.
They built a mountain?
No, the park.
They just carved the park in there? The roads did look new. They did look.
They were actually repaved 2 months ago.
Okay, he's making that up. He's got to be making that up at this point. How do you even know any of that?
He outbuilt it.
Duh.
Of course he did. He was out there.
I did the plumbing over there.
The walk started at 8. I had to be there at 7 for the whole walk-a-walk
soft shoot. So you got up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I woke up at Lord Jesus.
You didn't go to sleep
pray
last
for
night?
Me. I almost didn't. I went to bed at midnight, and midnight is early bedtime for your boy.
Yeah.
That's an early bedtime for me. I'm a 1 o'clock, 2 a.m. type of guy every night of the week, all day, twice on Sunday. I don't know how you would go to bed twice on Sunday, but just follow me with this metaphor. I had to be woken up. I had to order at my house a wake-up call just to make sure I got up. I had all the alarms set and still ended up showing up 5 minutes later. I left my house at 6 on the dot. 6, maybe 6:02. Had to get gas because I forgot to do it the night before because I was panicking to get home. Had to get gas. Had to get coffee. And I love you, QT, but your coffee is dreck. It's horrible coffee. You have to have like a little mini chemistry set to make it just acceptably drinkable.
You ever have a Cadillac?
No. What's a Cadillac?
It's hot cocoa and coffee mixed.
No, but that sounds pretty good. Do you do that at QT?
Yes.
You're not a coffee drinker, though.
No, I love coffee.
You are a coffee drinker?
I am a coffee
drinker.
Every
morning.
But the Cadillac thing just kind of
sounds
like...
I like coffee and I like hot chocolate, but those don't sound like two things.
But you have to get a vanilla blend.
Gross.
You are so weird sometimes.
A vanilla blend.
Just like a little bit of sugar.
And who named it a Cadillac? I digress. I don't care about your Cadillac. Is it white?
No, it's not white. Oh. It's brown.
Cadillac. What is it? Coffee and...
Cocoa.
Hot chocolate and coffee?
Yeah, yes. That sounds weird, doesn't it?
You gotta get the perfect mix, though. You don't want it to be too chocolatey or too coffee. It's pretty good.
Ugh.
I don't.
It makes you poop a lot, though.
That's not good.
Sounds gross to me.
It took me that from my house in North Glendale. The sun wasn't even up. I went to bed and the sun wasn't up.
Preach it.
I woke up and the sun wasn't up. That's not that people should not be alert and moving around when the sun's not up. That's just not human. That's just not right.
It isn't.
It's just not. It's not supposed to be that way.
I know. I feel
you. It doesn't make sense. So you don't go to bed till 2 a.m.
And it wasn't even raining.
No, it was raining this morning when I got up.
Oh, yeah.
It was raining up here when I got up. And then
that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, it was a good thing. But I got up. It took me an hour to drive down there.
Really?
An hour.
With no traffic?
Yeah. No, there was no traffic. I hopped on the 101, took it all the way around to the 101 West. 101 West. Got onto the 10, got off on Australia Parkway, which is a little ways in. I was about to see a sign that says the 8 exit. Like I'm getting ready to head into Gila Bend.
Nice.
Got off on Australia Parkway, and it was still another 20-minute drive.
About to go to California.
I should have just went to California. I would have gotten there enough time to do the show. Man, I'm never a morning person. I will never, ever be a morning person. I can't be a morning person. I refuse to be a morning person. But anyway, let's take a quick break right here. And when we get back, we're going to talk about something that's really, really right up me and Jake's alley and Philippius's alley. Fast food. All right, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. .com.
The force, it's got a lot of power. And it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Whoa, whoa. Uh-oh. You know what this means. This March 15th, we are going to be out at Bootleggers. Hey! Come out and hang out with us at Bootleggers Modern American Smokehouse for our first live show of 2014.
Oh, yeah.
This show and Full Court Press Radio will be out at Bootleggers 3375 East Shea Boulevard, Phoenix 85028. This is going to be the time of your life. We will have the full cast of characters in tow along with a few surprises. Chef James Fox and Matt Carter are doing it right out in the East Valley. Come on out. Who doesn't want barbecue on a beautiful Saturday afternoon? Who? Tell me.
I don't know, man.
I didn't think so.
That ain't right.
We won't be live that day, unfortunately. We won't be streaming. But we'll have video and pictures up for you. Come on out from the west, from the northeast, and south. It's going to make you really, really happy. Right off State Route 51 and Shea, March 15th. It's going to be amazing. And you know what the greatest thing about it that's going to really, really make you happy? Moonshine. They got moonshine. Come drink Corey under the table. All are welcome. Drink me under the table because Jake doesn't drink, and Ryan's got a full court press doesn't drink, so I've got plenty of designated drivers. So I am going to be sloshed and under the table, and if I drink enough, you can touch me inappropriately. More details are available on our events page at fatguyradioshow.com/events. Our first live show of 2014, Philippius and I were talking before the show. I'm like, Philippius, I don't really have like a name for this thing. Like, we had coffee and conversation at Red Hut. This is just live show 2014.
It might be the best one of them all.
So just come and just see how amazing it's going to be. More of this, plus some special celebrity guests that will be in tow. So come on out.
Bootleggers. We've got Lady Gaga there.
Lady Gaga will be there. Bootleggers, Katy Modern Perry. American Smokehouse, March 15th at 4 p.m. with some very special guests joining us. Check out the details at fatguyradioshow.com/events. All right. So, Jake.
That was a fun read.
That was a fun read. So you have, you and I both are fast foodies in a way.
Yes.
Right?
That's all I eat.
Okay, so this is going to be really good. So this is what we're going to do. I want to put together a list of the top, our top fast food places. And Philippians, you can join in on this as well. And then just like we did with the, what was the last poll we had up on the website?
It was,
was it keep the vignette or dump the vignette?
No, it was keep the, yeah.
Oh,
it was
fat news.
Fat news.
It was keep
which got debunked.
Which got, we totally.
I miss fat news.
Yeah, we kicked that bitch's ass to the curb, bumped him out. He had to go. It was a very monumental moment.
I think we should bring him back for like once a month.
Still in counseling. Fat news is still in counseling.
He still lives in my heart.
But we really ripped into that dude when we kicked that segment out of the show.
I know. He's hurt. He's looking for a job. He doesn't know what to do.
No, doesn't. He even went down to try to cover that Phoenix fire, and they're like, sorry, fat news. We don't need you to cover this Phoenix fire. No.
Ultimately, these polls usually turn out to ruin someone's life. So,
yeah.
So let's do another one.
So let's do it again. Yeah, exactly. So, Philippians, if you will grab a piece of paper and something like that so you can keep track of us, what we're going to do is we're going to throw out some of our favorite fast food restaurants.
Here, I got it.
And
I'll take notes, yes.
Okay, let's keep it. Let's throw out all of our favorite ones and why they are our favorite ones, and then we'll narrow it down, and we'll throw them up on the website and allow people to vote for who's their favorite fast food. Jake, last week, missed it, unfortunately, where we sampled the new nacho and bacon ranch monster tacos from Jack in a Box. Don't worry, Jake. We paid full price. And we sampled those on the air.
Did you pay full price at the toilet, too?
We paid. It was worth every squeeze and plop.
And it had just a perfect sting.
It was worth every squeeze and plop.
I bet it was.
Every squirt and splashback possible.
Oh, God, disgusting.
Ugh.
That's disgusting. So let's put together our list of fast food restaurants here. Philippians, we'll let you think of some because we know it takes you a couple of seconds. You already got a couple in the brain? All right, let's see. Who wants to kick off our fast food list to 2014?
I think you should.
Think I should?
I think you should. You're the boss here.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and throw out my number one.
All right, do it.
Carl's Jr.
Really?
Yeah. The reason why
Why you steal my spot?
Sorry. The reason why I want Carl's Jr. on there is because no matter what Carl's Jr. I've ever gone to, whether it's ones in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, or San Diego, the lettuce is always cold. I've never gotten a soggy lettuce burger from Carl's Jr.
Have you ever gone to Taco Bell where it's like the lettuce is like ice cold and it's like kind of gross how cold it is?
No, I've always had soggy ass lettuce from Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah. All right, so my first one is going to be Carl's Jr.
All right.
Jake, what do you have on your favorite top?
So, okay, my number one. It's kind of weird that we're starting with number one, but all right.
Well, let's just put the list together,
and then out of the list,
we'll pull out our top five.
All right.
We'll vote on them.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
I dig it.
It's a democracy.
So, okay.
I pick up what you're putting down.
I don't know. Is this considered fast food? I'm going to have to say Five Guys. Is that considered or no?
I never have eaten there, but it seems like a fast food place.
I have never eaten there myself.
It's pretty quick, but there's no like drive through. But
not all fast food has drive through.
That's true. I don't know. We might have to.
I don't know, but that's my number one for sure.
That's your number one is Five Guys.
Sure.
You know what? We're gonna go ahead. Let's go to the judges. Judges, what do you think? judges say it's fast food.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on the list.
You've never been there?
I've never been to Five Guys.
Oh, we're going to Five Guys one of these days.
All right, I'm down. I've seen some amazing food come out of Five Guys.
That will replace your Carl's Jr. for sure.
You know, probably the reason why I haven't gone is because it's not, there's no drive through.
Yeah. Well, they make everything to order and like, yeah. Oh.
That could be the, all right. I say add it to the list. We'll throw it out there. I'm sure there's some people out there that are going to agree with Five Guys. All right, Philippius, what is,
one of mine?
Yeah. What is one of yours that you want to add to the list? Fast food.
What a burger.
What a burger, huh?
What a burger.
What a burger?
Yes, the hamburgers are pretty tasty.
Is it the size of the Whataburger? Because Whataburger has some pretty big burgers.
Yeah, that's why Carl's Jr. is one of mine, too, because they both have beefy-size hamburgers.
Yeah.
You know what else I like about Whataburger is the fact that they just put, like, mustard on it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's amazing.
I like, so good. I'm not a mustard fan, but what I like about Whataburger is their fries.
Yeah, their fries.
They give
are good
you
too.
A box of fries.
Oh, yes. You want to hear about fries?
Yes.
We're going to go back to Five Guys. They give you this huge cup and then they pour even more in the bag.
Wow.
That sounds like sex.
Are
on
they finger fries or are they
that
fries?
That sounds
or what?
Like sex on a Sunday morning with your socks off.
Right? Yeah, they're just fries. You can
so
get them Cajun style
so they
too.
They purposely give you bag fries?
Yes.
Because there is nothing better. Okay, folks, I have to paint this picture and we'll get back to the list. There is nothing better than when you have eaten all of your food and you go and you look into the bottom of the bag and you discover there are five more fries at the bottom of your bag.
Yeah, Five Guys.
And they are always the best fries. You've maybe gotten an extra large, but those little fries that decided to separate themselves from the rest of the fries are the best fries in your whole entire order. And Five Guys, I might just have to jump on the bandwagon.
Yep.
If they are making that happen, they're all right in my book.
They are all right.
All right.
But yeah, Whataburger is good.
Whataburger is good. Yeah. I like that. All right, this off the hotline from Daniel Taylor.
DT's got one.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. He's something else.
Oh.
I thought he was... Way to participate when you're watching this live, jerk store. I thought he was giving us a fast food place, but he was just sending me something about American...
Just thinking of you.
Yeah. And it's him just smiling. Stop sending me pantsless pictures, Daniel Taylor.
He's sitting on his bed shirtless, thinking of you. Flower petals everywhere.
giving me naked selfies. My next go-to for fast food, I got to throw it out there because it's in my top three, Del Taco.
Oh, yes.
Got to go with the Del Taco. The reason why I want to add it to the list is because Del Taco, not their regular tacos, their chicken soft tacos or their chicken soft tacos on flatbread. And here's my, you want to know
Dude,
what my
just go-to? Just the regular tacos.
The regular tacos are pretty good too, but you know want to know what my go-to is at Del Taco? I take the chicken. I take the chicken soft tacos, and I take some of their crinkle-cut fries, because they're always the size of Philippius' fingers, and I lay them in the taco, and then I put the hot, hot, hot sauce on it, and then you bite into it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do that, your life will change.
It's so moist in here.
It is. It is very moist in here. It has nothing to do with the rain outside
of the rain on my window. It doesn't have to do with the dew point.
It has absolutely nothing. So Del Taco is one of my go-tos.
Nice.
Jake, where you at?
Okay, my number two has to be Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
I love Wendy's, man.
I can feel the Wendy's. I just think Wendy's is a little expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, Wendy's is the bomb diggity. They have like a really good value meal too.
They got square burgers.
They do.
And you square. Can. And I'll give them my thumbs up because it is fresh ingredients. You can definitely tell the difference from a frozen burger to a fresh burger.
And the woman who is like the chick on the commercial, she's pretty good looking.
She's if you like the ones with hooves. All right.
But something like you do with your Del Taco and the fries.
Oh, you got a Wendy's game?
I take the burger.
Uh-huh.
I get the chili.
Yeah.
I dump the burger in the chili.
Oh.
And I eat it.
My mind is blown.
Oh, it's delicious.
That sounds like sex on a Sunday morning with no shirt, the Bible open, sitting on the nightstand next to you. That's how amazing that sounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never did the chili dip. I do go to Wendy's because I like they have the dollar Frosties.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're like, you know, a fat guy, you don't
I'm so
feel like...
hungry, dude. Oh, man.
We shouldn't have did this today. I'm starving right now.
I'm not hungry.
All right. Well, of course, Philippians. All right. What do you have on? What's your next, Philippians? You got another one in there?
Yeah. I don't know if it. Well, Pete's Fish and Chips.
Nice.
Pete's.
Is that considered fast food?
I think so. It's got a drive through. It's not a. I think. Okay. Maybe we need to decide what constitutes as fast food. Maybe if they don't have like waitresses.
Right.
We can classify them as fast food.
But if then, your food gets to you fast, I think.
But then Sonic would be out because Sonic has car hops, and that's clearly fast food.
Well,
I think if the food gets to you fast, it's fast food, man.
I've had some fast food come from Denny's, but they've also got waitresses.
Yeah, no, but you're sitting there for a while. You're eating in there, you know.
Okay.
If you're not paying more than $100.
If they call it takeout and not just food, you know.
Okay.
So Pete's?
Pete's. Definitely add Pete's to the list. Yes. I like Pete's. Pete's is one of my go-to. Not one of my. I'm a fat guy. They're all going to be my top five. But Pete's is one of my go-to fat pleasures. It's definitely comfort food because it's pretty much everything drenched in a meal, deep fried and thrown into a bag.
Yes,
you can't go wrong with that. All right, I'm going to go with my next one. I'm going to pull out the back and I'm going to go with the Habit.
The Habit?
Habit Burgers.
I don't know.
Never even heard of that.
Never been
to here in Arizona?
Yeah, they just kind of expanded out from San Diego. The Habit Burgers they have four locations here. I'm going to go with them. Really good burgers, but pretty much on the expensive side. But I'm going to go with the Habit.
Yeah, I should have said that about Five Guys too. They're kind of expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been there, but I've seen some of their websites and whatnot. What do you have next up, Jake? What's your next ad go to?
This is getting tough for me because a lot of them are already there. You know what hasn't been said?
What?
I'm going to have to say In-N-Out Burger.
The old In-N-Out Burger debate.
Oh, man.
Nice.
The In-N-Out Burger debate is the one where I don't want to go to In-N-Out Burger because
he doesn't believe in the secret menu.
I don't want to have to learn a secret handshake and have to put in a secret code.
But it acts like a sort of like community there. Like it's like a secret family community.
I don't want
like,
a secret family.
But
I
everyone's
want
but everyone's part
calories.
Of it. It's not like it's freaking hidden. Well, I almost cussed. I don't know why I almost cussed.
You want to get punched in your throat?
I'm sorry, I didn't. I held back.
I don't
want to
be. I don't want to be in a secret club when it comes to fast food. I want calories, grease, and fat stuffed between two buns and wrapped in cellophane and pushed out through a window. I don't want all that secret stuff.
It's amazing, dude, though. But it's so good.
It really is because I came into the studio with Ryan Scott and DT on Full Court Press on Tuesday night, and they had In-N-Out Burger, and I wanted to stab them in the jugular. It looks so amazing.
It's so good,
I had it earlier this week, too.
I'm going to have to go. What's your next one, Philippians? What do you have?
I'm going to have to go with Raising Cane's.
Raising.
What is it?
Raising Cane's.
You ever ate Cane's? Cane's, like C-A-N-E-S.
Yes.
I've never even heard of that.
It's a chicken, like a chicken place, I guess.
Yeah, you never heard of Raising Cane's?
No.
It's almost like I want to compare it to like an In-N-Out menu. It's pretty small, but
it's all chicken fingers and fries.
It's good chicken,
sounds
though.
Good.
I like it. It's pretty good.
I'm not a huge chicken guy, though.
Really?
Oh, I'm a chicken
I'm more of a burger guy.
I'm a chicken guy.
I like beef.
You like beef? Where's the beef?
Where is the beef?
All right, we got Cane's on there. So if you're going to go with Cane's, I'm going to go with Culver's.
Oh, Culver's.
Culver's.
I love Culver's.
Culver's is the bomb. I've never had their ice cream, though, but their burgers are amazing. That's me and little fella's spot when we're going out and getting burgers is Culver's. Oh, definitely Culver's.
That was totally my next one.
Was it really?
It totally was. So I'm trying to think of something.
I got another one in my hand. I got another one.
Here, do you have something, Philippius?
I don't know if it's really fast food, but
throw it out there. Let's see.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to have to go at KFC.
Yeah, KFC is definitely fast food.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they got the KFC bowls right now for $3.99. Brother, may or may not
have something. Yeah,
those are pretty good.
I may or may not have had one of those on Thursday myself.
Those are so good. I love them.
What'd you come up with, Jeff?
I got Long John Silver's.
You picked my one Achilles heel. You like Long John Silver's?
I do.
That place is dreck to me.
Really?
I
like it.
Oh, God.
I can't really say anything about it because I don't think I've really eaten there.
You've never had Long John Silver's?
I can't recall it.
I'll let you pick for yourself, but for me, I've tried it and never.
I've had reviews.
I've done it more than once, too, so I'm not being biased. I've had it more than once, but I have never had a good experience with Long John Silver's.
Same one or different ones?
It was a different one. It was different locations, and yeah. I haven't had it. All right, I got to go with my all-time go-to, the pot location, the pot smoker location of every pot smoker in the world.
Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box, baby!
That was going to be my last one, but yeah.
Okay. Jack in the Box! Got to go with the Jack!
I love Jack in the Box.
He was spotlit on the show last week where he let us pay full price for all of our tacos.
All right, well.
All right, before we get back to you, we've got one here that's coming in off the wire because DT apparently is on the Ustream delay. So DT is throwing in rallies.
Rallies?
Rallies hasn't been in Phoenix for 10 years.
I don't know what rallies is.
Neither do I.
Rallies isn't even around anymore. All right, that's it. Hey, DT, turn it off the phone. You're out. You get well.
Okay, so me and Philippius have one more.
Yeah, what else do you guys have?
I'm going to say something even though I really don't like it, but it's part of my top five, I guess, because I do go there from time to time.
Yeah, throw it out there.
I'm going to have to say Little Caesars.
Okay. Pizza place. It's the only pizza place. Pizza place has got to represent. We don't have any pizza places.
I wish there was a freaking fast food, like, pasta place, man.
Oh,
that'd be so good.
But could you imagine what it would taste like, though? Fast food pasta?
When I went to college at NAU, there was this little pasta place where you would go and they would cook it, like, in front of you, like, right in front of you, and it took, like, 5 minutes for them to cook it.
Really?
The noodles were pretty much done. They just reheated the noodles and reheated the meat and stuff. And they did it all right in front of you and, like, sauteed all this stuff.
Like a little mini pasta bar in a way?
Yeah.
That was in and out. I don't know. I guess if they did it right, then yeah, I'd be all the way down because I love pasta.
I love pasta too, and there's no fast food pasta places.
There's no fast food pasta.
Because I mean, like, think about it. Before KFC, everyone's like, "How do you make like a fast food chicken place?"
Yeah, that's true.
So,
all right. So you got what was your last go to?
Little Caesars.
I like that. Philippius, what's your last one that we'll add to the list?
Has it been said, Burger King?
It hasn't.
It has not been said, Burger. You know what? It speaks to something on some of these big chains not making it.
Yeah.
But no, we have not said Burger King. No, wait a minute. Didn't I say Burger King? Oh, my first one was Carl's Jr.
Yeah, you said Carl's Jr.
Yeah, Burger King.
I honestly hate Burger King because I worked there for 2 years.
I know. We've had this conversation before. It's very well documented.
That's one of my last ones.
Burger King, when I go, I'm going for the Whopper, and I'm going with extra onions and extra mayo.
Yep.
All the time. That's my go-to at Burger King.
Yeah, I smother it in mayo so it tastes like mayo.
I love it.
The nasty burger.
All right, I think that's a pretty good list. Let's take a quick break right here. When we get back, Jake will recap what the list is, and then we'll all agree on the top five. All right, we'll do that real quick, and then we'll be back.
Well, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll get back after this. Folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by 123print.com. Where is their thing? It's gone.
It's gone, man.
The 123 print imaging that's gone.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Well, you have to go on without it.
All right. 123 Print. When you want high-quality online printing and it has to be delivered on time and on budget, make 123 Print your online print shop. Choose address labels, postcards, wedding invitations, anything you want to print from your home, office, or school. Finding, customizing, ordering, and receiving just the right 123 Print product is easy. Depending on your online printing needs, 123 Print offers digital printing for fast, high quality short run prints, also available offset printing for professional and affordable long run print jobs. Business stationery products are even available with thermography printing, also known as raised ink printing. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. If you need it printed and you require proven professional printing services, 123 Print is the right place. Simply click the 123 Print banner on our website or go directly to fatguyradioshow.com and click the 123 Print banner. That was redundant and I kind of edited it myself because I realized that last part doesn't make sense. All right, folks, 123 Print.
That's all right.
Proud partner Fat Guy Radio Show. What were you going to say, Jake, about the list?
So what I was thinking is, like, why don't we do some sort of, like, prelims and we post all of these.
Okay.
And then, you know, the viewers pick the top five and then we post the top five that they chose and then they vote on the top five.
Like a bracket?
Like a bracket.
I like the bracket idea.
A two bracket.
Philippians, what do you think about that?
Sounds amazing.
Because, I mean, it's not really fair because you guys have never gone to Five Guys.
That's true. That is true. I have never been to Five Guys. And I'm not going to go and try it just for the list, but you never know. It might.
I don't know. I think you should just try it just to try it.
I'm definitely going to try it just to try it.
We should go there tonight.
I can't go tonight.
Can I take you on a date?
You can take me on a date. Just not tonight. I'm telling you what's going to happen to me after the show.
You're going to sleep.
I'm going to fall under the console, and I'm going to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I am so extremely
tired.
You've
already been, like, draping over.
I know. My energy is dead. All right, Jake.
Your boobies keep hitting the table.
Give us the rundown on what our list is. Let's roll it back for all of those that may have just been joining us online.
Okay, so here's the list. Corey's top five are Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.
Number one. Number two, Del Taco. Number three, The Habit Burgers. Number four, Culver's. And number five, Stoner's Paradise, Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. Oh, those are all mine?
Nice. Those were all yours.
All right, what do you have? What was yours?
You're like, that sounds like a top five to me.
I know. That's good. That's done. Good night.
Mine was number one, Five Guys.
Yeah.
Number two, Wendy's. Number three, In-N-Out Burger. Which I honestly think number three and number two should be flip-flopped. But that's all right.
It's your list. Go ahead. Flip-flop them.
It doesn't matter. Number four, Long John Silver's.
Yo.
Number five, Little Caesars. I know. I hate like most of my list. But that's all right. Okay. And then Philippius, we've got Whataburger. Good choice. Two, Pete's Fish and Chips. I totally put Pets.
it's probably autocorrect.
Were you typing the show sponsor reads?
Nope.
All right.
And then we've got Raising Cane's, which I don't know what that is.
All right, if you take me out on a date to Five Guys, I will take you out on a date to Raising Cane's.
All right, sounds good.
But I'm going to hold your hand the entire day.
Okay, sounds good.
And your chicken finger.
Number four for Philippius is KFC.
KFC.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And then number five, the nastiest of nasty, Burger King.
Burger King.
And then
your all-time hate would be the last one.
Yep. And then we got DT Rallies.
Nice.
DT's 1983 tossing.
There is a place I want to try.
What is it?
Lenny's Burger.
Lenny's.
Oh, crap. I should have named Lenny's is me and Reximus's spot. I love me some Lenny's. Lenny's is a good place, too.
I think if we do this prelim thing, that we should throw in some, like, special mentions.
You want to throw in some special mentions? Let's put Lenny's in as a special mention.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And if we come up with any more between now and the last 10 minutes of the show, we'll just throw them in there.
Yeah.
All right, just real quick, let me ask you this, Jake. I know we got a lot of stuff that we want to get to this, but I really wanted to talk about the Burg fast food. I really do. Hey, it's Fat Guy Radio Show. We talk about food.
You want to talk about the what?
Yeah.
I want to, before we get to the next thing, we got to get this out of the way, and I'm a little unprepared for this. So, Jake, just pad for me for just a quick second and let me catch up with where I'm at right now.
Sure.
Just pad. Talks amongst yourselves, boys, for a quick second here.
Well, Philippius, hair is looking mighty gracious today.
Yeah, I have to chop it off in about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, see this glorious hair on top of my head?
Yes.
It's being chopped off.
When?
Tonight.
So next week
you get to see my naked bald
show.
Head.
Bald, huh?
Yeah.
Skin? You're going skinhead?
No, not skinhead, but Probably as short as yours.
Nice.
Pretty short.
Styled or just...
I'm gonna style it.
Style
it's
it.
Gonna be great. It's gonna be fantastic.
All right, boys, I'm back. Thank you very much. That was riveting.
What did you do? What are you doing?
I had to prep for the next thing because
I seen a meeting at Ding Dong.
I almost missed this. But it's the last one, even though it's March 1st. This is our final one.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. It's now time for Fat Guy Radio Show's Moment in Black History. The inventor of the three-way traffic signal, Garrett Morgan, was also the first African-American in Ohio to own a car. This has been another Moment in Black History.
That's the final one, isn't it?
That is the final one, ladies and gentlemen. Hit me.
I totally forgot.
Yeah, I almost missed it last week, too, and D-Tay was ready to stab me in my jugular.
Oh, man. That would have been bad if we forgot.
Yeah, that would have been bad. But we'll have all those up, hopefully, on YouTube like we did last year.
Yes.
All of those black moments in
whatever.
Black history of black
things happening.
I am so tired, boys. I'm fizzing out. Help me carry me. I'm limping to the finish line here.
You only have 10 minutes.
I'm limping to the finish line here.
Yeah, we're almost done. It's all right.
Yeah, isn't it? Aren't we up on another break now so we can get to Jake's Isolated Music Corner?
Basically.
Let's go ahead and let's go early. I got nothing else. I do have more that I want to talk about. Look, folks, look. It happens sometimes. I get tired. I'm not a machine. I'm sorry. If you want to send me emails about, oh, Corey, you're phoning it in. Fine, so be it. At least I didn't call anyone a cracker. All right, we'll be back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're about to go into Jake's Isolated Corner.
Yeah!
This week's Jake's Isolated Corner is brought to you by the Stitcher Radio app for your smartphones. With the Stitcher Radio app, you can stream all your favorite shows, including this one, with no computer syncing required. The app is free, but when you register the app, use the promo code FatGuyRadio in the How You Heard About Us field on the website. Get the Stitcher Radio app today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/StitcherRadio.
Yay! And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's Jake's Isolated Music Corner. Jake, take it away.
So, I'm going to do something a little different. Most of the time, I isolate vocals.
All right.
Most of the time. But we had a special event that happened on Monday.
Yes.
At Nine the Gallery.
Nine.
With a special guest of the show, Nick West,
uh-huh.
who is a bass player.
She
also,
is.
I was gone last week for a show that I played where I played the bass.
Your band is what? Throw the name out there.
My band is called Remnants.
Remnants!
Check us out at facebook.com/remnantsrocks.
I saw some Facebook pictures and it looked like an amazing show.
It was good times. It was good times.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
So, what I decided to do this week is isolate some bass tracks.
Nice. Pay attention. That's pretty awesome coming on the heels of your show and the Nick West show, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going to be listening to the show from those two shows. So I'm excited to hear this, Jake.
So I'm going to start out with something by a man named Jaco Pastorius. This song is actually just bass anyway.
Nice.
So it's not really isolated, but it's just a bass song, and I just wanted to show it off.
Okay.
So here's Jaco Pastorius, a big influence for Nick West, actually.
Nice.
So here we go.
And the Nick West show, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going to be listening to the show from those
two.
Oh,
God.
Shows, so yeah.
Oh, God. I have the show running.
Oh, it's the Ustream replay.
I have the Ustream running. Oh, God.
I was like, wait a minute.
I don't see Corey's
I'm
moving.
Like, Corey, shut up, man.
God,
oh,
dude.
God. Sorry about that, guys.
That was amazing. That was isolated right there.
I'm getting so good at radio, I don't even have to talk for me to talk.
Yeah.
Stare at the camera.
I run the Ustream, too, so I mean.
Yeah, that was.
That's my bad. Okay, I got to take it.
That was pretty cool. All right.
I thought that was a remix.
Here we go. Jaco Pastorius, Portrait of Tracy. Check this out. It's only 2 minutes long, so we're just going to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy this. That's all one bass, too.
Nick is probably losing her mind right now.
Oh, dude. This guy revolutionized how bass is. Big influence for Flea, Victor Wooten, even. If you don't know who he is, you should look him up.
I might have to.
Mm-hmm. harmonics. All it's, those harmonics.
It's definitely different than what I'm used to hearing.
Isn't that sick?
I think it's putting me in a trance. You will buy Amazon. You will buy Amazon. I think Flippy just passed out.
I know, it is really relaxing, isn't it?
Flippius, if you pass out, it's okay. I know mouth to ass resuscitation.
I think something cool about this song is a lot of people don't know that the bass is capable of doing something like this.
That's all bass?
This is all bass.
I guess my mind is really blown now because I thought it was more than just the bass.
This is all one bass, too. So he's doing it all at the same time.
Good night. Let's hear a little bit more right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. You don't hear chords on a bass too often.
No, you don't.
You don't hear chords on a bass too often. That was pretty good. So, welcome back, everybody. Wake up!
Yeah, wake up!
Wake up! Show's still going. You got 4 more minutes.
I'm going to wake you up with a little bit of Rush.
Some
rock and roll bass track. Geddy Lee, singer and bassist extraordinaire.
Hit it.
Here we go. This is sick. It gets crazier. Don't worry. Just an intro.
Am I going to get scared?
No. The cool thing about this is actually Morse code for YYZ.
I know Morse code for YMCA.
Check this out.
Do I hear a headphone bleed?
A little bit of headphone bleed. Actually, what it is when you track something on a console, you can actually get some bleed into the next track over, which is pretty weird, but yeah.
I bleed on our tracks all the time. Track bleed.
It could also be the way I isolated this, so. But there's some sweet bass solos here in a second. So much swag.
It is a lot of swag.
We're almost to the bass solo here.
Chorus crying.
Bass solo. And then it goes into this drum solo here. Another bass solo right here. And there's another drum solo.
Would that be considered a drum solo, or would that be maybe considered a vamp?
So, here we go. Oh, yeah. Isn't that sick?
I love it. Like the isolated music corner with the bass.
And then it just gets into this like melodic thing. So
I like that. Very good, man.
I have time to do one more?
No.
Damn it.
Sorry. Well, you played the whole first song, like you played that whole 2 minute song.
It was only 2 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Show's over.
It's not even 5 yet. What are you talking about?
All right, well, it's time to go. Well, okay, how long is the next one?
Just finish it.
All right, let's get out of here. Oh, wait, but before we go, I want to read an excerpt to you from my Justin Bieber book. Oh, well, sorry, maybe next week.
Did you actually buy that?
If you were to listen to last week's show.
He did. DT bought that for me. Sorry, we'll get to an excerpt for that next week. Sorry, Justin, we'll try to get to you. Today's show was brought to you by the Amazon Tax Central Folks, it's tax time, and Amazon has everything you need to take the worry and stress out of filing your taxes. Be confident your taxes are done right and frustration-free all through Tax Central, through the Tax Central banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent from an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising, email info at BDBRadioNetwork.com to become a part of this powerful medium, internet radio.
Don't forget, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Help spread the word about the show. Subscribe to us free. What? Subscribe for free to us on iTunes, stream us through the Stitcher Radio app, and join us live on Ustream every week.
After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze is my daily updated blog, folks. Please, my way of communing with you throughout the week. Check it out at afterthelevels.com or click the banner link on our website. For Fat Guy Radio Show cast and crew, I'm the tired, exhausted, sleep-deprived Corey Blaze. Same skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Bedtime. Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsors. Get over there now. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. And tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.